Radio Australia. This is Asia Pacific. Hello, I'm Zulfikar Abani. And coming up on the program, the Indonesian president cut short his trip to Vietnam for the ASEAN and East Asia summits to return home after his country is hit by two natural disasters. Now, an Italian oil company is considering drilling three extra oil exploration wells in very deep water inside East Timor's exclusive maritime area. The exploration wells may involve testing oil and gas at the surface, and any hazardous waste will be sent to Darwin. Environmental groups say East Timor's government is rushing into plans to drill deep water wells, and they're concerned that regulatory bodies are not able to provide sufficient oversight. The dangers of deep water drilling have been heightened by the fact that another company exploring in deep water off East Timor has contracted the same drilling firm involved in the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Liam Cochrane has more.
About 75 kilometres off the coast of East Timor lies an exploration area where Italian company Eni is preparing to test for oil and gas reserves. It's a big deal for East Timor because it's the first time the country is being asked to approve drilling in a maritime area it controls exclusively, as opposed to the Timor Sea Treaty area that it manages with Australia. East Timor's Minister for Natural Resources is Alfredo Pires.
Yes, we are a young country on this sector, but we try to do things in the proper way.
Mr. Pires is in charge of overseeing two projects in the exclusive area. One is being undertaken by Indian company Reliance and has sparked concern by their use of the drilling vessel Deepwater Expeditions. That's owned by the same company as the Deepwater Horizon rig that blew up in the Gulf of Mexico, causing America's worst oil spill. The other project is being explored by Eni, which held talks on Wednesday with government officials and civil society groups about their plans at the site known as Cova 1. Charlie Shiner from local environment group Lau Hamatuk was there.
After they drill the Cova 1 well, which they hope to do in November or December, depending on the results of that, they may want to drill several other wells quickly while the drilling rig is still here.
The prospective drilling will be in very deep water, and that in itself is a major concern for environmentalists such as Mr. Shiner.
One of the wells is under 2 kilometres of water, and then it's another 2 kilometres, more than 2 kilometres below the seabed. Those are very risky, inherently risky projects.
Demetrio de Amaral de Carvalho from the Harbouris Foundation says East Timor's neighbours should also be paying attention to the safety precautions around such risky drilling.
If a part of East Timor's marine territory will be affected, it may also expand to Australian marine territory, or it may also expand to Indonesian marine territory.
Reports from Wednesday's meeting with Eni say computer modelling of a major oil spill suggest West Timor might be affected, but that it's unlikely oil would travel as far as Australia's shoreline. East Timor's Minister for Natural Resources, Alfredo Pires, says he's confident the companies involved have the resources to deal with environmental problems.
We are talking about Eni and Reliance. These are not small companies. These are companies with financial capabilities to mobilise any appropriate equipment that may be necessary.
Mr. Pires says he's aware of concerns from civil society that the government is rushing into these deep water drilling projects, but says the regulatory bodies are strictly controlling the exploration.
The National Petroleum Authority has a world standard procedure that needs to follow.
A spokesman from Eni couldn't get approval from company headquarters in Rome to have his comments recorded, but he did tell Radio Australia that if risks were not manageable, Eni would not be involved in the project. The company spokesman confirmed that any waste material brought up in the test drilling will be shipped to Darwin for proper disposal and will not go to East Timor. There are still several approval requirements before drilling begins. East Timor's environment director has committed to a further meeting with civil society to discuss recommendations to ENI's expanded drilling plans.